This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For the benefit of people here, there, and everywhere, this is the weekly talk radio roundup. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is off this week. Jennifer and I are going to go through as many of the items on the charts as we can to talk about what we have talked about in many different ways over the course of the week. According to the research at Talkers Magazine, these are the top 10 stories, Jennifer. Are you ready?
Ready.
The anticipation is getting to most people, right?
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
All right. Okay. With that auspicious beginning, number 10, passing of Tina Turner. And what she meant to music, what she meant. She was a fighter. She was an inspiration. That almost sound, I guess when you use those words that way, sounds kind of pathetically plain. She was anything
so, because she was a groundbreaking performer, first of all. Yeah. Not only was she fabulous when she was going through it with Ike, but think about what happened. She was incredibly strong, inspirational to women, pulled herself out of a terrible situation where she was completely tied to him, took nothing but her name.
Then tied down.
Yeah, rebuilt her entire career at, what was she, 45 or 50 years old during the 80s when she came out with What's Love Got to Do with It. That's when I had heard her, and for the first time, I heard a woman who was actually a rock and roll performer. I mean, when she goes by the queen of rock and roll, it's no joke, because while she was an incredible pop star and she was an incredibly soulful singer, she paved the way for so many women to go into a sphere where they had not been before, and that is a rock and roll singer, because her voice led the way in that department. Most of the time, women were either soul singers or they were, you know, kind of poppy, nothing, no grit.
A lot different than Aretha, who is her contemporary, let's put it that way. Number 9 on the list, we'll spend time on many of these things as we go through the list, or when we go through the list, then we'll go back to them. A lot of focus on artificial intelligence. Already it's becoming something of a one-trick pony, even though it's not, because we're not getting any new info, because I think, frankly, the government is doing with this like they do with the whole UFO thing. They're not telling. We're trying to hide info, so we'll talk about that. Hackers, the Chinese hackers. I must admit to not knowing much the Russian hackers, but that story's old, and I don't know whether it's been debunked. It seemed to have been debunked as it applied to the Trump campaign. But what the heck is going on?
There are certainly Russian hackers. That is true.
Right, led by Snowden.
The collusion with the presidential election and Donald Trump, that's been debunked. But there are definitely still Russian hackers. I too, was not really following the Chinese hacking story, but they've been spying, apparently, the story from...
Well, how is it different than any of the other stuff? TikTok and all the other Huawei...
Well, it's different because, don't forget, they use the balloon to fly across the country. And so one of the things that they're saying is that the Chinese hackers are spying on the U.S. and our infrastructure, according to intelligence...
Of course they are. Why is that a surprise?
Well, yes, but... The fact that they so blatantly flew a balloon over our country, and the Biden administration waits till it's over, it's done, its mission is over.
To get all your good pictures? Okay, now, bam.
I wonder why people think China and the Biden administration are working together. Well, it seems like they're getting a free pass. So it's dangerous, I think, because China is our top adversary, no matter what people in the government say. They need to be stopped.
The Chinese focus... The Russians and the G7, remember when Russia was a part of the it was the G8 then.
It was the G8. Mm-hmm.
And so now they're out, and the Chinese were really ostracized by the members, other members of the G7 in the meeting they had in Hiroshima this past week. Very much the focus of the bad boy. And they were trying to, well, what do you mean? We're not such bad guys. Yeah, right. Why is everybody always picking on me? Anyway, the Russians at war. Number 7, Target pulled a bunch of LGBTQ merchandise. Why?
Sort of. Well, see, this is once again what is mislabeling things. So they make it seem like it's just LGBTQ stuff.
They.
But,
who's they? The news media?
The news media. Yeah, once again, remember we were talking, I think, on Monday, and you're like, oh, it's that anti-LGBTQ thing. And I went, well, not really. It's the fact that they're pushing in the accelerated push towards accepting, I think, towards transgender, like, just making it more exciting for young people is what people are fighting back at. Not that someone is gay or a lesbian or anything. It, at least that's where my heart is. I don't care what you do.
I don't give a damn.
God love you if you can love somebody. It's hard.
Yep, right.
So what I do bristle at, though, is that Target this week had bathing suits with women's bathing suits with holders for male genitalia. They had kids' shirts that said, I'm not a girl, or gender fluidity for, like, toddlers in, like, toddler sizes.
God.
So I think the point is that if you want those things to free country, if you want those things, they're available probably online in the web on that sphere. But if someone's walking into Target to buy eye drops and some Listerine, do we need to have the I'm not a girl t-shirt for, you know, toddlers? I guess you can walk right by it. That's fine. But a lot of people are saying it's just an attempt to normalize this kind of stuff with our children. And there was pushback. And so Target tried to shift it around. They haven't fully taken things out. There were also books written by some known Satanist. I mean, there's just been a lot of stuff that Target rolled out that was questionable. And so
that doesn't sound like Target either.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't need satanic writings when I go need to get Tide or some paper towels. It's just, it's bizarre.
Can I have my Tide and a new t-shirt, please?
Yeah.
You know what we missed this week, Jennifer? I felt very, when I realized that this week was Chardonnay week, and that we had a National Wine Day
celebration. I've been celebrating all week.
Have you? You're a, what do they call them?
Sommelier.
You're right, exactly. Mm-hmm. So the fact that Chardonnay was the main attraction earlier in the week, I don't know that much about grape variety. There's grapes and is it white grapes? Are the white wine and blue grapes are the...
Most of the time, yes. Sometimes your red grapes will be used to make rosé, but they just take the skins out quicker, so it's kind of a turns pink, in essentially. But Chardonnay is probably the most common white grape out there. So it is widely distributed, widely grown. And it's delicious. Sometimes Chardonnay can be done. It can be either done in oak, or it can be done in steel, or it can be done in both.
How long do they age them?
Usually a year and a half to two, maybe.
Really?
Maybe a little less than that. Depends on how.
Now what happens there? All of the things when it's aging, really, there are little microbes that are helping it. There's little bugs.
Yeah, it ferments, right? Turns the grapes, the sugar, into alcohol. Mm-hmm. And then they press that and filter it and go through their process. And the way that they store it, sometimes you'll notice that Chardonnay tastes like buttered popcorn. And it's big and buttery and crazy. Ooh. And that is when they use a lot of oak. And the malolactic fermentation happens. You get these big buttery Chardonnays, which were really popular for a long time. Now, a lot of winemakers are refining their Chardonnay, and they're either doing a little bit of aging in oak and a little bit of aging in steel, or all in steel, and it's creating kind of a crisp, more fresh, lighter Chardonnay that seems to be more popular. So,
and
it's fun to experiment.
The domestic wines, most of them that come from California, are they now competitive? Are the wines as good, the domestic wines, as the wines that come from Europe or other parts of the world?
Yeah, it's all based on your taste, too. Yeah. There are people who, the best wine is always the wine that you like or the wine that's in your glass. And there are a lot of people who try to tell you what's good. I tell you to drink what you enjoy, because that's the ultimate goal, right, is to find something that you like. But I think California Chardonnays are very competitive with Chardonnays or from other places. Probably the most famous of all Chardonnays in this country, anyway, is Kendall Jackson Chardonnay. Very widely mass distributed, buy it in a grocery store. Kendall Jackson is kind of the premier Chardonnay provider in the country.
Where are the grapes grown for that?
Up in Northern California.
Yeah. Terra California. Wine and the amount of money that's spent. How much money do you think, well, you probably know, is spent every year on wines? around the country and around the world?
I don't know the answer, but I bet it's a lot.
Supposedly $41 billion is spent on wine. That sounds like a lot. Wasn't wine mentioned in the Bible back to even before Jesus? I think wine making was also kind of an important part of what people drank in that era.
But wasn't water, it was wine. And if Jesus was there, he could turn water into wine. And
cool. Turn the fish into bread or the other way around. Wasn't it? Was it bread to fish or fish to bread?
Loaves.
I don't know. Okay. Enough on that. Let's keep moving on the list. I was sort of distracted by that. I mentioned the Hunter Biden thing. I don't know if there's anything new there.
There
is? What's new?
Okay. A couple of things. So there's he's in court because he's got an illegitimate child that is his based on DNA, and he is trying to avoid paying it. And the judge has been saying, no, you're not broke. You need to show us your tax returns. And so there's a lot of interest on the Republican side as well to see what is in Hunter Biden's taxes, where he's taking his money from, because there is a belief that he sells his, and I'll use air quotes here, art to people who are wanting influence with Joe Biden, and that it could be selling for high dollar amounts. So that's
kind of art, like Van Gogh art, like that sort of thing.
This sounds really funny. It sounds like I'm making it up, but you know when you were a kid, you put paint on a canvas and you blew it with the straw?
Yeah.
That's what he does.
Oh, Uri Geller does that too.
And he sells it for about $500,000 a painting, I think.
I'm sure it's worth every bit of that.
Every bit. Every bit. I know.
Hunter Biden.
Yeah, it's a Biden original. So there's that. And then another story is that there's multiple whistleblowers that have come out against the Biden administration in the Department of Justice and other places saying that the investigations going on into the family are not being carried out fairly. And so now a second whistleblower from the IRS came out and backed the story that they are ignoring the wrongdoing on the taxes and all that. So,
oh, shucks. Really?
Yeah, whistleblowers and paternity hearings. What's going on?
Unbelievable. How do we fix the country? All right. I'm being moderately facetious.
Fire the FBI and the IRS. I'll tell you that.
That's it. And maybe the CIA at the same time. This is the Talk Radio Roundup.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now they're SkyRizi. Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
A lot of new enrollments, huh? Braylon, Brayden.
Monique's daycare is crawling with new arrivals.
Hey, sweetie, are you hungry?
She needs more early childhood educators.
Did your socks slip off again?
And a nap.
Hey there, little guy. Okay. Whoa.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
O'Reilly. Get your vehicle ready for spring during Clean Car Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Pro-X1 exterior cleaning and detailing products provide professional results and show quality shine for your vehicle. Right now, pick up Pro-X1 Snow Foam Car Wash 2 for just $15. See store for details. Pro-X1 exclusively at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Once again, let's take some time here on the roundup to go through some social media posts, things that are important that come through the thread, if you will, of social media. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the, this is the Talk Radio Review. Here's the story from Los Angeles about a youngster who fell to his death while climbing on a bridge as a result of a social media stunt.
Oh, boy.
This is on the 6th Street Viaduct. I think most of us who are familiar with Los Angeles know where that is. 17 years old, senior in high school. So he was challenged to climb up one of the arches in order to make a post so that he could be well known as a social media broadcaster. What a moron.
These people are stupid.
Anyway, he falls off the bridge and is dead. So,
any of these social media challenges, anything you're doing for the gram, like, it's never a good idea. It's just not smart. Think about how many people have tried to get a selfie and fallen off of a mountain.
Yeah, right.
Ridiculous.
Exactly. And by the way, this is the third teenager to die on this bridge since it opened 10 months ago.
Perfect.
Yeah, right. So this is the new bridge. We have to have new people take on the challenge. Happy birthday to Mark Hughes, who's a listener to the program, Ray Taylor. Let's see, who else is on this list? Dana Johnson, happy birthday to all of you, and many more, right? Isn't that it?
Yeah.
By the way, I'm remembering Jennifer's birthday is February.
Yes, what day?
The 4th.
Oh, man. No. Uh-huh. Try again.
No, I thought the fourth was with us.
May the 4th be with you. No, it is February 6th, like Ronald Reagan.
Okay, got it. Happy birthday also to Jocelyn Yusufler. I think that's how to pronounce her name. Wow. Happy birthday. Let's see here. A lot of people are commenting on the question that Jay posted earlier as far as the person you'd like to be. And you like to feel good about running for the presidency, right? Who are you excited to follow? Let's see here. I've got a lot of replies. Here's Unestu, I think I'm pronouncing it right, who said, number one for me is Kennedy, Trump's number two, and DeSantis is number three. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's a good little gang there.
Yeah, I'm with number one. I don't know about number two or number three. Let's see here. It's a good cast of characters, said one. Let's see here. Do you go, excuse me, to a website every morning to get a question answered? Like, are you looking, this is one of the questions we posted, are you looking for answers? Do you post questions? I don't know. Do you post questions on, you have at KRLA, Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. What do you do with your social media? How do you keep up with it while you're on the air? Or do you, or do you have somebody watching?
I fail miserably at keeping up with my social media at any time. But we do have a station page that our producer monitors and will post. Like, if we're talking about a video, might post a video. If we're talking about a story, might talk about a story. Or ask a question sometimes. Sometimes we'll do a poll. But a lot of times it's just kind of a companion of what we're talking about on the radio show.
Yeah. Here's a question we posed about Ford. The announcement made this week, and this is number, what is this, number four on the countdown this week. Ford keeping AM radio in his new cars and Fords
That's
and
great.
Lincolns. Well, there it still is. The guy who is running Ford doesn't seem to have a lot of common sense. You know, you wonder, people that get into those jobs, they must have something really special. He doesn't understand what the audience is. Ford trucks sell to older people.
Yep.
And older people like AM radio. Hello, you dummy. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, Dennis says on our site, good news for those of us over 60. Here's John who says, good thinking. I wrote my congressman. Not sure if that helped. It doesn't hurt, sir. 28.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden is feeling confident about an agreement to raise the debt ceiling.
I made it clear time and again that falling down on national debt is not an option. The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there. The Veterans Hospital will remain open.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president said talks between his administration and Speaker Kevin McCarthy's team have made progress. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says he'd consider pardoning January 6 defendants and former President Trump if he's elected president. In an interview with the Clay Travis and Buck Saxton show, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6 cases and aggressively issue pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. The NBA Eastern Conference Finals tonight. The Celtics host the Miami Heat in Boston. Game 5. Miami leads the series 3-1. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir.
Call now.
Right now?
Right now.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Here's the way to get to us. Once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup and also a call to Doug. 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, Jay, right? Do I have it right?
You do have it right. 855-999-3684. We want to hear your thoughts in your voice.
Free to be you and me. That's Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn this week, overviewing the charts, talk radio review, a roundup of what we are thinking, having discussed most of these stories through the course of the week. The Ron DeSantis thing, something that's interesting, shows up at number one. Number two on the list this week is all the discussion about the debt ceiling. Jennifer has talked about the leadership needing a backbone, and if that's, well, I think that's it's true. Does McCarthy have the backbone to stand up to Trump
so far
and do one-upsmanship? Because they do have to settle this before next Friday, and I'm figuring
well,
that they
allegedly.
Are.
Well, allegedly. So can I comment on that just for a second?
Please, Jennifer, have a comment on
that. One of my great friends who's on the program with me every Thursday is Stephen Moore, who is, we call him our chief economist, but he is
Jennifer does
a
mornings
guy.
Also on KRLA 870, The Answer in Los Angeles, so that's the reference you just made, who's on her.
Yeah, and
program.
he worked with Steve Forbes. He's a smart guy. Mm-hmm. And he says that if you really look at the numbers, we're not going to reach our debt ceiling until probably August, and that this June number is set up so that we can hear doomsday. Is kind of, if I have to hear that one more time.
Political.
They keep saying doomsday if it's not. Okay, look, it's not great. We do need to expedite this. To Kevin McCarthy's credit, he's been trying to talk to Biden about this since January. Biden wouldn't talk to him until a couple of weeks ago and then said, well, we're not going to negotiate. It's just you need to raise the debt ceiling. Well, no, that's not how this works. And you've been outplayed now because the polling that came out this week indicates that the American people will blame Joe Biden and the Democrats if a deal is not met.
As they should.
Because the Republicans have already passed a deal. They passed the same budget from last year. This is not super conservative. I'd like to see even more cuts, but at least it's somewhat responsible. They passed the same budget as last year. They have some cuts, including to the IRS. They want to repurpose COVID money, which isn't being used for anything. That sounds pretty reasonable to me. And then they'll raise the debt ceiling. But Biden didn't want to talk about it. So now they're scrambling in the last few days to talk about it. And by the way, speaking of short-sighted, we knew in November that Republicans would have control of the House. If the Biden administration wanted to take advantage of an all-Democrat Congress, they could have done this pre-January so they wouldn't even have to go through this with Republicans, but they just let it go.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk about number two. In terms of the debt ceiling, going further into it with a question about kind of the nuts and bolts of this. What do you really know about the U.S. debt? What do you really know? Well, what will happen if the U.S. defaults on the debt? Is the fallout huge for the average American?
Do you think any of us have an idea about the money? I mean, when we hear trillions, that is so not meaningful to me.
No.
Because it is more money than my comprehension.
Yeah. Right. It's like the Webb telescope looking out into this is the future. I got a kick out of somebody at NASA. The website this week is full, however, of great pictures from the Webb telescope further out. It's a million miles away from Earth, taking pictures of things that we never even knew existed. And so when you look at that stuff and you think about how much our minds are not able to wrap themselves around the reality of our universe. Can't even really understand. We think that the Earth is a vast place, and it's big, to be sure, in comparison to your backyard, but it's a small planet in a small galaxy. A small planet in a small solar system in a small galaxy. This Webb telescope has so far seen a billion, with a B, galaxies that we didn't even know existed because we couldn't see them.
And you can't even think about it because we get so wrapped up in our little life.
Well, but the reason I'm bringing it up now is because what you just said about not being able to imagine what a trillion is, you can't imagine a lot of things in life. It's one of the shortcomings, I guess, of being a human being. So if we bring it back around to what you do understand and what you do know, if you're a retiree, you probably won't get your Social Security payments on time if there is a default. But as Jennifer just said, it wouldn't happen until August. What about military veterans? They'll also have a hard time getting benefits, not that they don't already anyway. If you're an employee of the federal government, you're not going to get paid. Contractors will see a lag in payments as well. The cost of borrowing will double. So you won't be able, who's going to buy a home with that kind of an interest rate? Although when Jimmy Carter was president, to bring back a moldy oldie, most people
God
probably never going to understand.
Naked.
17% was the mortgage rate as Jimmy Carter got out of office. You could have had Humpty Dumpty run for president against him, never mind Ronald Reagan, and he would have lost. Because as James Carville so eloquently put it, when the Clinton administration was about to take over, it's the economy, stupid. And it is how people are doing. So this is going to be an albatross around Joe Biden's neck, as far as I can see, because he's the one that really has, like it or not, the final say. McCarthy
especially
can,
because they could have planned for this. That's what makes it look really bad.
They don't
bad.
Plan for anything.
Yeah, it's like
they don't.
You can't just go a week beforehand and go, uh-oh, wait a minute, what did we miss out on here? And also, just while you're talking about this, wouldn't it be nice, because we are stockholders in this country, wouldn't it be nice if we could actually see the budget, if we could actually have an understanding?
Why isn't it zero-based budget? That's what I want to know.
This is it. I want to know where their spending is, because I can tell you, if I went in there, like I run my business, I could go in and make some cuts and do a whole lot more responsible stuff with our money that would cut our debt without killing the economy.
Jennifer for president! Yeah!
Ray, it's so big and so grossly swampy. Ugh.
Awful. Terrible. And back to what you mentioned, and I mentioned not as lightly as you did, the corruption in the federal government now among the agencies, the alphabet agencies, is so onerous. The FBI is unbelievably corrupt. The CIA, look across the board, the TSA, they're all corrupt. It's all based on what they can get for themselves and budgets that nobody understands. And here we go again. Now, back to you and your family when it comes to the financial strain that many are on anyway after the pandemic. Americans have racked up $1 trillion in credit card debt. That's 17% more than last year. What do you think is going to happen to the interest rate, which is already, 27% on credit cards?
Yeah.
It'll be 40%. And so if you've got high credit card debt, it'll sink you.
Yep.
And that's what this is. So the basic thing here is, and we say this, it becomes pedantic. How do you spend what you don't have? Oh, let's keep borrowing. That $31 trillion is never going to get paid off. Never. It's not going to get paid off, frankly. The whole business about housing projects, there are a lot of people who don't have the ability to buy a home. They can't pay their rent. But I would say, if it were me being the advisor, that you ought not to panic. Because even though there's a lot of hype around all of this stuff, as Jennifer said a few minutes ago, there are a number of ways of looking at this. We won't really hit the default button in June. And by the way, has there been a time when there wasn't? When Clinton was president, I think once, didn't the government sort of quote unquote default?
I think so. Maybe not. I don't think I think it'll be, the first time in history we've ever defaulted.
Yeah.
And when they say that, they, of course, start talking about people's Social Security and Vietnam and, the VA stuff like that.
Right.
That will not come till much later. So it's just a lot right now in the news media, and the government spins it to try to scare the heck out of everybody.
Right. Be in control.
Do we need to get this? Should we meet those deadlines? Absolutely. There's no excuse for these people. But at the same time, do not let them scare you into thinking the world's going to explode.
So, but whether the causes of recession in the past and the problems that we're having now, I remember I just mentioned Jimmy Carter. There was the Arabs, our friends, the Saudis, engaged in an oil embargo against us, much of it because they didn't like Jimmy Carter, and they knew if they screwed with our economy, that would be the end of him. And hello, it was. There was also Black Monday in the 80s, the dot-com bubble in the early aughts, the financial situation late 2008, all of these things. You go back to the Great Depression and think about what happened there. The country is too sophisticated. What is it they say? The banks and the big corporations are too big to fail.
I don't believe that for a minute.
Well, I don't know. The problem is
Here's where I would say that I think there's a problem. I think our dollar is very vulnerable because you've got a lot of other economies using their own money instead of our dollar.
Yeah.
And so I do worry about that. And I do worry about misrunning the banks and then just thinking we can bail them out by printing more money. I don't think that that's all great for us. But at some point, we have to just get back to sensibility again. We have to, and I think other countries want to see weak leadership. So that's why you do hear all the push against Trump or Kennedy, because those would probably be stronger leaders than we have now.
Yep. So the average long-term mortgage rate went up this week for the first time in, it was up to about 6.5% in mid-March, and then it went down and it went down, you know, it went to like 5.7 or something, went back up to 6.5% this week. And that's up from 6.4% the week before. So it's not a huge gain, but it still is difficult. It makes it more costly for home buyers who need a new home to borrow the money. It just isn't, it's not, we were spoiled because we've had the low rates. What was it, it was down to 3%. Didn't you refinance and got less than 3% when you refinanced?
I did. I think I got it like 2.8 or something like that.
Yeah. And you still have that mortgage, right?
I do still have
Yippee!
That. Yippee! Which is why, but you know, the thing is that I'd love to change my property. I'd love to sell my property or do, and I'm not leaving my interest rate right now. So
no,
this stays with me. You know?
Exactly. All right. One of the other things that's here, I want to go back to the AM radio thing for a moment, because a lot of people think this was an American phenom. It turns out that we were not the only ones who were fighting this. There's an automotive conference that was held in Paris this week, Radio France hosting it, and it was aimed at the same thing, because AM radio is big in Europe as well. We don't tend to think of it, because FM, always, whenever you go to Europe, you always, you turn on the car radio or whatever, and it's always FM, and
it's like
kind
the
of a
weird European pop stuff.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah. But AM radio is important there. And I don't know that it's for the same reason, but does it have to have a reason? If you like most of the, what was it, 81% of the people listening to News Talk Radio are over the age of 50, and 81% of them are listening to it on AM radio. So what do you just say, up yours to the people, the guy that runs Ford and these other, we don't care about them. Hello, buddy. The biggest customers for your Ford F-150 are people over the age of 50, you dummy.
That's for sure.
So what? Who's thinking that through?
People in rural areas that need it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen here on the Talk Radio Review at 48 after the hour.
Wendy's $3 breakfast deal is a bacon or sausage egg croissant plus small seasoned potatoes for $3. It's the breakfast that don't miss. So if you did miss Wendy's breakfast, don't imagine. Fresh cracked eggs, sizzling sausage, crispy bacon, and block out those hot, buttery, flaky croissants. Croissants don't really make a sound, but if they did, for a breakfast that don't miss, Wendy's is that breakfast. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's $3 breakfast deal.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's. Select a request $3 breakfast deal to obtain discount. Not valid for a la carte combo orders.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need. You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, it's time for us to review what's going on in the world of cardom. Is that a word? Cardom? What do you think? Nick Miles is here from OurAutoExpert.com. Is there such a word as your kingdom for a car or cardomy?
But I fall that category. I'm the my kingdom for a car.
There's no surprise there, friend. No surprise there at all. Ford has recalled SUVs, some of them for a second time to fix the rear camera display. 422,000 SUVs, mostly Explorers, Lincoln Aviators, and those sorts of Lincoln Corsairs. I noticed a couple of new Lincoln dealers opening in my neck of the woods. Is there a resurgence? Because the guy that I am very friendly with who has 26 dealerships says he wouldn't own one. So what's your bottom line on Lincoln's?
No, I think Lincoln's doing really well, actually. There's this need for people who like their Fords to have something a little more and a little more luxury. I mean, the Navigator is the best-selling vehicle in its class, had been for a long time, and then Cadillac came out with the Escalade and just basically swept them off their feet. So there's this sort of need to have this general family vehicle, but to have a little more plush leather and a better sound system, nicer wood on the inside. So there is a need for those. And Lincoln do pretty well. They're also where Ford launch a lot of their new technologies, especially this new technology where the camera looks at the road ahead and sees a pothole. pothole coming up and adjusts the wheel to be able to make it so you don't feel the pothole. So there's quite a bit of new technology getting released into Lincolns. There's a space for them. Maybe a little too much Fifth Avenue, maybe a little too much Rosewater perfume for me, but there is a space.
So in what I've thought, especially more recently, as I've sat in the big Ford Explorer, and then you get into the Lincoln Navigator, it's the same car. Even the accoutrements inside, you can't really tell the difference. I don't, maybe you can point out what the difference is, other than I think they're both of them only have a V6. They don't have an 8-cylinder, which is a huge mistake, I think, for a car that size. What is the public saying? Does the public not care about the size of the engine in those?
I think you're right that they do miss them, but with the new technology of combining sort of an electric motor to sort of do the lower speeds, you don't really notice it. I would tell you that the new Ford Raptor with the V6 in it is as good as the last one that had the V8 in it. I think with trucks and towing, V8s are still going to be a thing, and diesel still. But I think with cars, you don't have to have the so much power, so much cylinder space in the vehicle, and you can still get a lot of the power. But I'd never take them away from big SUVs and trucks. I think V8s have a place there.
I like hitting the accelerator in my Range Rover with a 500 horsepower engine. It just
Right, and I think there's a lot of people that do that. Plus, hybrids and electrics don't do well in towing, and that's one thing the V8 have not been able to sort of really replace.
Right. GM has recalled 600,000 cars this week because of car seat safety issues. This is a potential. Is it overdone? Do these things, when you look at the website for the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the focus here on the Equinox and the GMC all-terrain vehicles, there's a latch that's a problem. Does this stuff get overdone sometimes and it's kind of over-scaring?
So here's the deal. We're actually up about 14% in recalls in the first quarter of 2023. Mm-hmm. And that's a bit troubling to me. But I think during the pandemic, when a lot of these parts were designed and made, we're still using parts that were made during the pandemic, I don't think so much attention was being paid to a lot of these parts. And I think this is just, let's say, watershed from the pandemic. But it is that I'm watching carefully. The amount of recalls is going up. I don't like that. We already were at record recalls because there's so much technology in these vehicles. So something at some point has to give, and reputations are broken on recalls.
So the Jeep Cherokee, there are 220,000 recalls for them this week as well.
Yeah.
Look at this. Yeah. And they don't have a fix for whatever the problem is. Water gets into the liftgate. I have a friend who's got a new Wagoneer. The roof's leaking like a sieve, and they don't want to fix it. So stay away from the new Wagoneer, it would seem. All right.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.